this idea of the awakened brain and the idea of spirituality and how it affects psychology and things like that are kind of near and dear to my heart due to my own personal struggles, but also because of how I personally in my own life have witnessed depression and mental health related concerns on money. So we're gonna dive a little bit deeper and again to my personal story and how this has affected me. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline, or Jax Kreider. And I wanted to do a solo episode today, partly because of a book I've been reading and partly because I just feel like it's super important to discuss this in the sense of financial mastery and just life mastery and some different things like that. So let's talk a little bit about what I wanted to get into today. So I've been reading a book called The Awakened Brain, and it talks about the intersect between spirituality and basically how spirituality can actually keep you from depression and things like this or whatever. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about my personal story and how this sort of ties in and how I feel like this can help tie in to specifically financial mastery, but like I said, kind of life mastery in general. And so obviously, for those of you who've listened for a while, you guys know a little bit about my personal story. You know that I grew up in a household where financials were actually really well taught. We had lots of conversations around them, things like that. But some of the things that I haven't necessarily shared were I have struggled with pretty serious clinical depression since I was about 15, 16 years old. I typically go through what I like to call my dark days about once every 4 years, pretty severely. And then I definitely will also deal a little bit with just clinical depression in different other periods, right? And this has been going on, like I said, since I was like 15, 16 years old. And it is hereditary in my family. So my grandfather, my dad's dad, he dealt pretty seriously with some bouts of depression. Of course, in his age, that was not something that was talked about a lot. It was not something that was dealt with a lot. And so he self-medicated. He basically smoked and drank himself to death. He died before he was even 60 years old. He died a few years before I was actually born of emphysema. So I say all that to say that this idea of the awakened brain and the idea of spirituality and how it affects psychology and things like that are kind of near and dear to my heart due to my own personal struggles, but also because of how I personally in my own life have witnessed depression and mental health related concerns on money. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper and again to my personal story and how this has affected me. So first of all, I don't know if I've ever shared, but if I haven't, I am ADHD. I was not caught being ADHD until very late in life, like 26, 27 years old. Wasn't until I was in law school. And for the first time ever, I just could not focus on a subject. Happened to be constitutional law. I just don't like it. And no matter how many times I read the thing, I just had no interest in it, right? And so it just was a really big struggle for me to try to focus on it. And so finally, they diagnosed me as being ADHD. And the more that I went down these paths, because I'm sort of a researcher by nature and I read all these books and do all this research and everything like that, I realized that a lot of what creates and causes some of the depressive situations has to do with my ADHD because of the way that my brain spins up and because of the fact that my brain will get caught on something and it just like reverberates it around and around and around. And it's interesting because in the book, The Awakened Brain, she talks a lot about how women specifically get this ruminatory philosophy where basically they ruminate on something. So something bad happens or something goes awry and they just ruminate on it. They just sit with it and it kind of goes around and around. And I personally think that if you have ADHD like I do, it's even worse than that because your brain fixates on something and it just holds it. And it's just trying to figure out what you did wrong and why you're wrong and why you're bad and all of these different things. It just rolls around in my head a lot. And so anyhow, it's just, as I was reading this book, I was trying to think about, you know, of course, how I intersect with the financial space, because that is a space that is probably most near and dear to my heart, not only because of what I do for a living, but because I grew up in a very math related family and we talked about numbers all the time. And so I correlate a lot of things back to numbers and back to math. And I think about how some of my depressionary issues are also linked to spending. I joke all the time, if you've ever listened to the podcast, about my 8,000 purple cups behind me. And then I usually hold up like one or two that are sitting on my desk, which today we've got two. And that's just due to the fact that I am most definitely a spender. In my program where you try to figure out who your financial spirit animal is, I am definitely what we like to call the frivolous fox. So I definitely like to frivolously spend money. You definitely can find me occasionally going to Target and spending several hundred dollars at a time, sometimes on stuff I absolutely don't need, sometimes on repeat of items I already own. And why I do that is kind of an interesting thing too. But anyways, and so I just started thinking about this. And I started thinking about how depression can be so heavily linked to financial situations and issues. And I think a lot of it is stemming from this idea that we're in lack or that we need to buy these things to up our dopamine level, right? Because when we buy things, that dopamine level kind of spikes. And so, you know, clinical depression is on the rise. It has been on the rise for the last 20, 30 years. And I think a lot of it is coming from lack of fulfillment. And it also is transpiring in the financial space, in my opinion, because you have a society where we are heavily, heavily focused. And YOLO, you know, tons of advertisements are getting hit and they're so tailored now, right? Think about it. 50 years ago, when you got an advertisement on TV or radio, that was pretty much the only way you were encountering advertisements, or like a billboard on the side of the road. Okay. So those are like your main pillars for how you were being advertised to. Those main pillars of advertising were pretty broad. So maybe they were a little niche in like the sense that they knew their target audience was women or men or whatever, but they weren't like so niche down. Now, because of the algorithms, because of AI, because of predictive, you know, information, et cetera, and the information they're collecting from you all the time, either with or without your permission, they have it so narrowed down that they literally are popping up right in front of your face all the time, ads for the exact right thing. And so then if you're feeling a little low about yourself that day, and you see this perfect thing, your dopamine button says, ooh, if I bought that, like, what is that going to do for me?
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
It's just like a really interesting concept to me. And the more that I was sort of diving into my brain about this as I'm reading this book and kind of sitting in the car where my husband's driving us to this little short trip we took, I'm like, wow, huh. You know, I bet a lot of people don't really think about the correlation between depression and money. And then she makes this very interesting point that one of the things that can actually help the most with warding off depression or getting you through it faster was this idea of spirituality. Now, she wasn't specifically talking about one religion. This is not an argument about whether, you know, Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism or Buddhism or like whatever religious leanings you may have or spirituality you may have. That's not an argument whether that is wrong or right or good or bad or whatever. And she even says that it's not organized religion specifically. It's spirituality. It is the idea that there is a higher power, that there's something that we tie into. And for me, I think that a lot of this has to do with fulfillment and finding your life path, which is a lot of what my entire podcast surrounds, right? Your life, your terms. Because what I think is happening is our depression is even more on the rise. Partly, obviously, there are some genetic aspects, like mine very specifically, very heavy, some genetic aspects that link back into my depression, but also just about fulfillment and how we're finding fulfillment and how we're seeking out fulfillment, right? We live in a society where for the first time pretty much ever, you really can do whatever it is you want and make money, right? Even jobs once upon a time that you couldn't make money at, maybe you can now be filming content, placing it online and monetizing the content. So making money that way. So maybe you're not making money on the actual like thing you're doing, but what you're making money on is monetizing content, is taking, filming it, and then now allowing YouTube or Facebook or whatever, you know, place that you're looking to be, etc. Also, you can make money not even having any products or services yourself. You can literally just be selling other people's products and services, right? Affiliate arrangements. Used to, you know, if you were gonna, I mean, a salesperson is kind of like an affiliate in a way, you know, so you chose to sell, I don't know, whatever item it is that you chose to sell. But now, I mean, you can have hundreds of affiliate arrangements. You can be making money off of 100 different options and things like that that you promote and, you know, on your social media or whatever, or even just talking to people. And so we have this amazing awakening of millions of ways to make money. And yet we're living the most unfulfilled lives we've ever lived. And I want you to sit with that for a minute and think about that. Because I had to do a little bit of that too a few years back when the mortgage market was slowing, right? Which is my main source of income. And I'm like, is this really fulfilling me? Because for those of you who don't know, working in mortgage is not for the faint of heart. It is a very, very rewarding career, very rewarding. I love it. I love helping people financially succeed in this very big, large way. There is nothing that fulfills me more than like seeing families, you know, go ahead and buy that home, right? Or single mom buying a house for a kid or whatever it is, right? I mean, I could tell you story after story of how fulfilling that is. But it is a lot. It is a really big roller coaster because you can do everything right and the loan cannot close and then you make nothing. In fact, you even paid money actually to structure and set up the loan and all these other things. You paid your employees to work on it and all the things. And then you can literally get nothing at the end of the day, right? It's very high risk, high reward. For me specifically, it's a very male dominated field. It's becoming a little bit more balanced as time has gone on, but the things I've had said to me, the comments I've had made to me over the course of my career, they would make most really grown men blush. Let's just put it that way. And so, you know, I was having to ask myself, why am I still doing this? Like, what is fulfilling me? Like, why do I still do this for a living? And for me, you know, my answer was I genuinely like to help people. I like helping people financially succeed. I like helping them reach their goals, the goals that they want. And for the most part, that includes buying a house, right? Not everybody, but a good chunk of the population, 70, 80% of it, I would say that buying a house is very important to them, right? And so I say all that to say that when we're thinking about financial mastery, first of all, we absolutely cannot downplay the intersection of financials and mental health. And if you're listening to this and you have struggled or still do struggle with mental health, me too. Okay. So don't use that as an excuse for, you know, I don't want to talk about it, or I don't want to deal with it, or I don't want to handle it, or because you can be very financially successful and struggle with mental health. But again, you're going to have to be aware of it and how it is affecting you, and really stripping back and asking yourself questions. And that awareness is going to create in you a lot of positive movement. Okay. And then also this idea that came out of the awakened mind for me, your connection to yourself and the beyond. And I don't really talk about my religion much on the podcast, not because I'm afraid to talk about religion, but because I personally have had a lot of negative things happen to me in organized religion. Not to say that I'm not a very strong Christian and that I don't love God with all my heart. That's not to say that. It's just to say that there's a lot of times that people can negatively affect when people are like, you know, when they're sort of beating that religious drum, when they're God, 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 and that's the only thing they talk about. And so I don't choose to really, you know, pour in or say like, well, Jesus says or whatever to my audience, because I feel very firmly that whatever your spirituality is, that you're going to be led down the path and you're going to find your fulfillment in your own way. That I don't need to be browbeating you with Bible verses or how you should love God or God should love you. I don't feel like that is necessary. But it goes without saying that it is a very important part of my life and how I have not only overcome some of my mental health challenges over the course of my life, but also in the way that I've viewed and seen mastery and the way that I have viewed and seen my life unfold in a more mastery style way, as opposed to checking off boxes. And I think a lot of times, because we've been so programmed to check the boxes, to just do the thing, to simply listen to conventional wisdom or the wisdom of our parents or friends or teachers or whoever they are, right?
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
But the crazy part is if you are spiritual, if you believe in a creator, that's a ridiculous argument to believe that everyone else has the path that you should walk down, because, and I will quote a Bible verse here, you are perfectly made. There's no mistakes. The creator didn't make a mistake with you. And so what that means is that you were made perfectly. You were made perfectly, and every single thing that is built within you, every longing, every pull that you are getting pulled toward a certain direction, it's there for a reason. And this is how you achieve mastery. You achieve mastery by creating self-awareness, by understanding who you are, understanding what it is you want, even maybe a little bit of why that is. Why do you think that drives you in that way? And then living this aligned, intentional life. And as crazy as it is, I firmly believe that when you do those things, when you're less focused on the how and you're more focused on who you are going to align yourself with, how you want to look, I guess, overall, like not the little steps. I mean, the overarching, right? Like how you want to feel at the end, who you want to help at the end, or whatever that looks like. These are the steps that take you into mastery and allow you to find your way. I think so often, because we live in this society where everything is so instantaneous, instant gratification, that's what we expect mastery to look like too, right? Like, oh, I'm going to listen to Jack's podcast and she's going to give me a checklist. And the checklist is going to say, if you do these five things, you're going to master your life and your world and everything's going to be perfect and beautiful and wonderful. And I definitely can give you points of like, hey, if we do these few things, like we are more than likely going to go onto a path of mastery. But the thing is, if you're always just looking for the checklist, if you're always just thinking that that's what's going to get you through or get you to the level of success you were hoping for, I can promise you, you're ignoring the biggest elephant in the room, which is yourself, your internal drive, your internal knowing. And I know that sounds a little woo, but the truth is that is coming from that deep self-awareness, that inner knowing, that level of spirituality where you are finding yourself. And I ignored it in myself for a long, long time because I was trying to fit in boxes that didn't belong to me. And I was trying to please everybody, right? This is a really common thing, especially for women. We tend to be pleasers. And then we look up one day and 20 years have gone by and we're like, what the heck? How did I end up here? And this is not what I wanted at all. And so I'm just going to encourage you to step back and to really think long and hard about the intersect of your spirituality and any mental stuff that may be going on with you, mental health related stuff, and find no shame in the fact that you may have mental health stuff going on. In fact, the best thing you can do is awareness, right? And even though I definitely have taken tons of medicine and I've gone to see all the doctors, and I'm not discouraging you from any of those paths. Doctors are super important and medicine absolutely can potentially help you. Also look within about the real work that you can do and the more permanent solutions you can make to help your mental health. Because the things that have helped me way more than medicine over the course of time is self-awareness, understanding how my unique brain works when some of this stuff goes awry. What are the triggers, right? Like, and being able to recognize them. I have, and I'll share with this with you, just because it is something that I find happens to me, is I call it the snowball. So what happens to me is my brain, there's something negative that happens, either an event, a comment made, a criticism, something like this, and my brain grabs it and it latches on. And then my brain searches for evidence. Remember, if any of you who have listened to myself before, the reticular activating system, right? The RAS, it's looking for evidence of what you're focusing on. And so it found a negative something, whatever this was, and now it's looking for evidence to support. And so for me, because I have ADHD and my brain moves uber, uber fast, it's trying to find evidence really, really quickly. And it's like whoosh, whoosh, you know, finding all these pieces. And then before I know it, it has snowballed into this giant earth-shattering, like, my life is ending, I'm a horrible person, and I could never amount to anything kind of. And it's utter crap, right? Like one little thing happened or two little things and that's it. And so what I've learned for me personally is the second that thought, that event, whatever it is, takes root, I stop and I'm looking for evidence to disprove it. Hey, this bad thing happened. Where's the silver lining? hey, this bad thing happened. How could this teach me something? Hey, this bad thing happened, or this, you know, critical moment or whatever. What's the truth in what they told me? And what is the non-truth, right? Where were they wrong? And so I start trying to force myself to do this so that the snowball doesn't get out of control. But this is a coping mechanism that I had to create over the years because I had to create heavy self-awareness. Because first of all, it wasn't, a lot of what I was experiencing wasn't recognized. Then I was misdiagnosed multiple times. Somebody thought that I was bipolar at one point. All kinds of crazy stuff had been like said over the course of time. And the truth is, even if you read The Awakened Brain, like if you choose to read that book, like I did, you're going to find like they don't know as much about the brain as they think they do. And because Big Pharma has really heavy, again, it's all about the money, baby, has really heavy roots into the whole system. Of course, the doctors are going to push medicine more than they're going to push coping mechanisms and therapy and figuring things out on your own. And so if you are looking for ways to bridge the gap, if you are looking for ways to really understand how to take your mastery over yourself, right, over your own brain, and translate that into dollars, I personally believe that the way you do that is through that self-awareness and intentionality, right? Being intentional about what you will and won't allow. And I have really amazing days and I have really bad days. I was struggling really badly yesterday because I was really tired. And let's be real, sleep is really important, whether you believe that or not. Sleep is like super, super important. And so that was one factor. I hadn't had enough sleep. And then a lot of things were happening to me that on their face were negative. I was having some challenges with what's going on with my daughter. I was then having to call and there was wait list, crazy wait list that was then keeping me from my ultimate goal with what I wanted to happen with my daughter. It was just thing after thing after thing. And it just felt like the weight of the world and just the weight of negativity. And I was literally having to force myself to first of all, take a few minutes and feel bad for myself, because I do that too. I allow myself a few minutes to feel how I feel. And then I move on. And I start thinking to myself, okay, like how do I transform this into something positive? How do I see, and the lady in the book calls it synchronicities, I can't say that word, so apologies, in what the universe, the higher power, you know, God is telling me. And so that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the signs of being able to figure out what should be my next step, what should be my intentional next step, and how do I not get caught up in the spin? And for those of you with ADHD, you know, it's real easy to get caught up in the spin and just to get wrapped around the axle really, really, really quickly. And so that's the things that I've had to learn. And so hopefully this episode sort of opened your eyes up to some thoughts that I've been having about just spirituality and money, as well as mental health and money, and kind of the intersect of all three of those together. But my aim here is just for you to have great self-awareness. And so we look forward to seeing you in another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I'm going to make sure that we link a masterclass that I have on the money reset. So if you are feeling unsuccessful with money, I would love you to go ahead and go through that reset. I would love for you to just start understanding, how do we reset ourselves with money? How do we look at that in a different way? Because that is going to be the key, and the key first steps is just resetting ourselves.